The Bible talks about a day when Jesus Christ will come again for His church. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, it reads, "For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. This is known as the rapture."
After all that, about a couple of weeks later, Lord Jesus, He brought me to the beach with my spirit body and His. And we sat the usual place. Then we talked for a while. He told me, "I will show you something." The minute He said that, I had a vision voice. Every time He shows me something special, I get a special vision voice. It's coming in my inner body, stomach. It was so loud, and this vision voice took a very long time. Then I could hear noises, such loud noises. I felt the whole world was coming down, so loud, just horrible noises. Then I looked, whole air was white. People with white robe flying everywhere, just keep popping up, just disappear, popping up, just filled with air, with people. Then I knew there was rapturing. I was laughing, crying, screaming, so excited. And then I saw my granddaughter. She's only 10 months old. She didn't have no hair. Suddenly she flew out of the window from inside the room. Then with the white robe and her hair came down to the shoulder. You can imagine how excited I was. Then next minute, I saw my other granddaughter. She was only 4 months old. She didn't have no hair. She flew out of the window, same as the other one, with the white robe, and her hair too came down to her shoulder. I was screaming, crying, laughing, exciting so much. I never excited that much before. Just excited. Whole house could hear. Good thing my husband wasn't home. If he was home, he really thought something wrong with me. After that, God showed me a different scene. This scene was a very sad one. It was horrible.
The Bible also talks about a time of great distress soon after the rapture. In Matthew 24, verses 21 to 22, Jesus said, "For then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. This is known as the Great Tribulation."
Well, after that, Lord Jesus, He showed me another vision. This was people left behind. I believe among them are a lot of Christians. That's why they were running, right? If they weren't Christians, they weren't running, you know. But the police were everywhere. People were everywhere. And they just running, scared, and panicked face. Going to the car, going to the boat, running to the mount. They just don't know where to go. Just like, you know, they were chased by, you know, monster or something. So scary and horrible scene that was. And after that, Lord Jesus, he told me that what you seen just now is nothing compared to what will happen that day comes. And after that, he told me, all my people are raptured. Satan will take over this world. And he wanna everybody to receive his number 666. Then anyone who refuses to receive it, they will be beheaded. So whoever don't want to receive the marks of beast number 666, they give their heart to Jesus. They want to be with him forever. Revelation 24. And then whoever receives marks of beast number 666, they all will thrown into the lakes of fire forever, ever. They will be burning there for day and night, no resting. Revelation 14:11. So everybody shall know about these things. And remember, wanted to be beheaded, it will not easy way. They will be tortured so much before they will be beheaded. Because Satan will not allow them to give in easily. So, whoever hears this message, please, if you are not have a close relationship with our Lord Jesus, please do something about your salvation. Also, if you are left behind, no matter what it costs, don't ever, ever take the marks of beast number 666. It's better to be suffered for a while than suffer in the hell forever, ever burning in the fire. So, and please, please take it seriously what I'm saying.